Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News. Balitang thinking, hindi breaking. In this episode...
Pero ngayon, sa katulad na nga ng sinabi mo, base sa report, nakita natin na itong COVID-19 deaths ay bumaba na ang pwesto dito sa leading causes natin, laging panglabing isa na lang siya. And that signifies, no, nakakaunti na lang ang mga namamatay from COVID dito sa ating bansa, and we are able to prevent already further deaths because of these disease.
After a long, grueling pandemic, here's that light at the end. COVID-19 has dropped off the top 10 causes of death in the Philippines in 2022.
Ito ay isang magandang balita para sa atin kasi noong mga nakaraang taon, especially in 2021, talagang nakita natin na ang COVID-19 deaths ay naging number 3 cause of death dito sa ating bansa. Ibig sabihin, kapag napupunta doon sa top 10 leading causes of death, marami ang namamatay dahil sa sakit na yan.
That's Department of Health Officer in Charge Maria Rosario Vergere. She was talking about the Statistics Agency's report showing COVID-19 has slid off the top 10 list of the leading causes of death in the country. It's now at number 11. The year before, 2021, it was sitting at number 3. So we've come a long way. Deaths attributed to COVID accounted for only 3.3% of the total from January to September 2022. So what are the leading causes of death now?
So ngayon po, nakikita natin na ang mga top leading causes of deaths dito sa ating bansa ay bumalik na, no, doon sa dati nating trends kung saan yun pong atake sa puso, yung ischemic heart disease pa rin ang nauuna. Nangangalawa po yung stroke na tinatawag, yung cerebrovascular diseases. Pangatlo po ang mga cancer, pangapat po ang diabetes, at panglima ang hypertensive disease.
Other top causes include pneumonia, chronic respiratory diseases, and diseases of the genitourinary system. That's pretty much the same order pre-pandemic. Now, among the regions, NCR registered the highest number of deaths due to COVID-19, followed by Calabarzon and Central Luzon. Within NCR, it's Quezon City that recorded the most number of COVID-19 deaths during the survey period. That shouldn't come as a surprise since Quezon City is the biggest and most populous out of the 17 cities in Metro Manila. But barring any new variants, Okta Research says we shouldn't see any more alarming spikes in the coming months. We're pausing for a quick break. When we return, do we really need a bivalent booster shot? As of January 18, 21.3 million Filipinos have received a booster shot for COVID. That's only 19.5% of our population.
We have had several interventions already kung saan gumawa tayo ng mga strategiya para mas better ang uptake ng mga booster shots natin. Kailangan lang ho natin maipaintindi sa ating mga kababayan na ang booster shots will provide us better protection against COVID-19. Base po sa ebidensya, ito pong ating first 2 doses, bumababa po ang kanilang epekto at maaari pong tinatawag na waning immunity. That's why we need to boost ourselves dito po sa first booster shot.
The DOH tried to set up community vaccination outposts to bring it closer to the people, but Vergere says there's just not enough interest in getting a third jab. It's the same problem everywhere. In the US, only a little over 15% of the population over the age of 5 have received the new boosters. That's despite rising hospital admissions and deaths caused by the virus. Health officials everywhere are battling pandemic fatigue and misinformation about the boosters. So the DOH here is pulling out all the stops.
So ngayon nakikipag-usap po tayo sa iba't ibang sektor para tayo po ay matulungan katulad po ng ating mga employers from the private sector so that we can also encourage our employees to receive their vaccines. Tayo po ay nakikipagtulungan din sa Department of Education kung saan pwede po tayo makapaghikayat ng mga magulang at mga bata outside of the school where we can place our vaccines near them like dun po sa mga health center na malapit sa ating mga eskwela.
This quarter, we're expecting the arrival of some bivalent boosters, which target specific variants including Omicron, which have been found to be highly transmissible. The Food and Drug Administration approved these shots for emergency use last month. But this time around, they're only procuring a minimal number of vaccines, for now, just enough to cover health workers, seniors, and the immunocompromised. That's because millions and millions of the primary shots have gone to waste, and nobody wants to see that happen again. But the hope is, everyone who needs a booster gets one. Because as health experts around the world keep repeating, the more the virus spreads, the more opportunities it has to evolve, and the more it could mutate into something more dangerous.
Gusto ko mong magpaalala sa ating lahat ng mga Pilipino na andito pa rin po yung virus, meron pa rin po tayong tinatawag na pandemya, hindi pa po nalilit ang public health emergency. Kahit na po nagpa-plato ang mga kaso, nakikita nating manageable na, hindi po tayo dapat magpabaya. So, ang pinaka-importante po, sumunod po tayo sa ating mga pamantayan pang kalusugan katulad po ng pagsusot ng mask kung kinakailangan at saka syempre, magpabakuna na po tayo.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Bella Perez Rubio. This episode was produced by Kat Ventura and edited by Mark Casilian. If you like this episode, don't forget to give it a 5-star rating on your podcast app. It really helps get the word out about our show. And don't forget to follow Teka Teka News and Puma Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. At para sa mga mahilig manood sa YouTube, Puma Podcast na rin po kami doon. Just search Puma Podcast and subscribe to our channel. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.